Welcome to the Space News Weekly Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory gears up for a year full of launches and mission milestones. Second, SpaceX is set to launch 23 Starlink satellites on the Falcon 9 rocket from California. Third, AST SpaceMobile receives clearance to test cellular satellites with AT&T. In today's mission updates, NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory is preparing for an action-packed 2025. Among the highlights is the launch of the SphereX Space Observatory, which is set to create 4 three-dimensional maps of the entire sky to enhance our understanding of the universe. This ambitious mission aims to uncover how the universe expanded after the Big Bang and where life's building blocks can be found in ice grains. The target launch date is set for no earlier than February 27th from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. Meanwhile, the Lunar Trailblazer mission is poised to unlock the secrets of the moon's water. Scientists have long speculated about the existence of water on the moon, even in areas exposed to intense heat. The mission will map the moon's surface water in unprecedented detail, shedding light on its abundance, location, and form, and how it evolves over time. The Lunar Trailblazer will hitch a ride on the Intuitive Machines 2 delivery to the moon through NASA's Commercial Lunar Payload Services Initiative, slated for late February. The NISAR mission, a collaboration between NASA and the Indian Space Research Organization, is another exciting endeavor on the horizon. This satellite is designed to observe Earth's surface changes, from volcanic eruptions to ice sheet movements, with groundbreaking precision. Equipped with both L-band and S-band radars, NISAR will provide insights into natural phenomena like deforestation and earthquakes. Additionally, the Sentinel-6B satellite is scheduled for a November launch. This mission is a joint effort between NASA and the European Space Agency aimed at providing the most accurate global sea surface height measurements to date. These measurements will enhance climate models and improve hurricane tracking. On the technological front, the CADRI project is set to demonstrate the potential of autonomous exploration on the moon. This initiative involves 3 suitcase-sized rovers designed to work together without direct input from mission controllers. By taking simultaneous measurements from multiple locations, these rovers will showcase how multi-robot missions could revolutionize scientific exploration and support astronauts in future missions. The SIKU experiment, currently aboard the International Space Station, is testing revolutionary quantum communication technologies. If successful, this project could pave the way for a global quantum network that would enable secure data transfer between quantum computers over vast distances. Finally, the Europa Clipper mission, launched last October, is on track for its journey to Jupiter, where it will explore the possibility of life beneath Europa's ice shell. The spacecraft will use Mars's gravity as a slingshot to accelerate its voyage, reaching Jupiter by 2030. Today, SpaceX is gearing up for another exciting launch as they prepare to send 23 Starlink satellites into orbit from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The launch is scheduled for 6:07 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, with backup windows extending until 9:29 a.m. Pacific Standard Time if necessary. SpaceX fans can tune in to live coverage starting about 30 minutes before liftoff. This mission, designated as Starlink 11-6, will utilize the Falcon 9 booster 1063, marking its 23rd flight. This particular booster has a storied history, having supported missions for the National Reconnaissance Office, NASA's Double Asteroid Redirection Test Mission, and 14 previous Starlink flights. Its reliability and reusability are testaments to SpaceX's engineering prowess. Following liftoff, the Falcon 9 booster will attempt to land on the drone ship, Of Course I Still Love You, stationed in the Pacific Ocean. If successful, this will be the 118th booster landing on this particular drone ship, contributing to SpaceX's impressive record of 401 successful booster landings to date. Now, let's delve into our policy and industry segment with some exciting news from AST SpaceMobile. This innovative Texas-based startup has received a special temporary authority from the Federal Communications Commission to begin testing its Bluebird satellites with AT&T phones in the United States. This is a significant milestone for AST SpaceMobile, as it marks the beginning of their journey to deliver high-speed internet directly to consumer phones from space. The Federal Communications Commission's approval allows AST SpaceMobile to test these satellites until May 30th using AT&T's network spectrum. This will enable the company to explore the potential of its technology with up to 2,000 end-user handsets, primarily focusing on providing immediate help to first responders through experimental authority. It's an exciting opportunity for AST SpaceMobile to showcase the capabilities of their innovative satellite technology. The Bluebird satellites were launched last fall, but the company has been in a holding pattern, waiting for the necessary approvals to start testing. This recent green light means that AST SpaceMobile can now use specific AT&T licensed radio bands across the country for their tests. Although the company hasn't announced when the tests will officially begin, this approval is a crucial step in their broader aim to provide global coverage with dozens of Bluebird satellites. However, AST SpaceMobile isn't without competition. SpaceX has already secured Federal Communications Commission approval for its Starlink service, which provides satellite connectivity to phones in partnership with T-Mobile. T-Mobile has even begun inviting select subscribers to test this technology through a beta program in the United States, offering satellite-based text messaging with plans to expand to voice and data support. While AST SpaceMobile is still working towards launching an additional 45 to 60 satellites for continuous coverage and awaiting full Federal Communications Commission clearance for commercial operations, their progress is a promising indicator of the future of satellite-based mobile service. It will be fascinating to see how these developments unfold as the space industry continues to innovate and expand its reach.